VOA on V Radio.
Hi V listeners, Aryono Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio Celebrity Update. Film terbaru Emma Roberts yang berjudul Palo Alto merupakan kumpulan cerita pendek karya aktor James Franco yang dikompilasi menjadi satu mengenai kehidupan sekelompok anak remaja nakal yang suka memberontak.
It's a moment in time with all these teenagers and how their lives kind of intersect with each other and they're kind of growing up and it's really interesting and based on James Franco's book like it, which I was such a fan of, so to be in the movie was awesome.
Film ini disutradarai oleh Gia Coppola, cucu dari sutradara legendaris Francis Ford Coppola, dan memang digarap serealistis mungkin.
It really did. I felt like it really kind of captured that angsty time of trying to figure out what it all means and growing up and finding yourself. And I just fell in love with the script and I loved getting to watch the movie because there was stuff that I wasn't in that I wanted to see how it turned out. And it was just beautiful the way Gia Coppola made the film.
Dalam sebuah obrolan bersama NBC Today Show, Emma Roberts menceritakan sedikit mengenai karakter yang ia perankan dalam film Palo Alto tersebut yang bernama April.
She's very introverted. She's like the wall flower and much more the observer, and I'm the talker. Like, I've always been a talker, so it was hard to get into character because I'd be chatting away on set and then have to be like, okay, now I have to be quiet and kind of, you know, tone it down.
James Franco sebagai penulis cerita aslinya juga turut membintangi film tersebut. Namun menurut Emma, ia justru mendapat kebebasan dari James untuk menjiwai peran dan melakukan improvisasi.
Yeah, no, you would think, but he was actually so just kind of gave us free rein. Like, he was so excited to see the characters brought to life which was great to watch because usually you're like, oh, the writers here, like everybody, like stick to your lines. And he was so just excited to see all of us bring this to life and was so supportive. And I loved that he was in the movie. One of the things that drew me to it is getting to work with him and that he wrote it and was also going to star in it.
Kebetulan dalam film ini, Emma juga terlibat adegan ciuman bersama James Franco. Gimana rasanya tuh?
Everyone was asking me, my guy friends, my girlfriends, my mom, James Franco, he's so cute. I mean, yeah, everyone was asking me about it. It was a good kiss.
Aha, jadi ciuman dengan James Franco rupanya cukup berkesan untuk Emma. Tapi sempat terbawa suasana nggak?
It's so funny, everyone's like, was it romantic? And I go, yeah, with 30 people standing there watching, waiting to go to lunch, like surrounded by the camera. But no, it was fun. He was so great to work with and we had so much fun together, so it wasn't awkward. Because sometimes those can be awkward. If like you don't, you know, get along with the person, you're like, oh, now you have to make out. Yeah, exactly.
Sehubungan dengan plot film Palo Alto ini mengenai sekelompok anak remaja yang suka memberontak, Emma Roberts sendiri mengakui bahwa dirinya selagi kecil tidak terlalu nakal.
You know, I wasn't really that bad. Sometimes I'd stay out past curfew, but then I'd always like call my mom and tell her I was, and which defeats the purpose of staying out past curfew.
So, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
The only thing I really did was I got my belly button pierced behind my mom's back. My little sister ratted me out at Disneyland on a family trip. So that was definitely not the happiest place that day. And then my mom was forgiving, and it was all good, and I took it out. But yeah, that was my one rebellion. I was like, I'm so cool, I'm gonna get my belly button pierced.
Okay, V listeners. Sekian informasi seputar Emma Roberts kali ini. Dari Washington DC, saya Aryono Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio. The Voice of America.